Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We're continuing the halachos of Shehiyah, and we learned that in order to do Shehiyah, which means leave a pot on the fire, which is not cooked, you have to do garuf hakatum, which means in these days to cover it with a blech. And the purpose of a blech is to be mayit in the chayim, to make the heat less, and therefore we mutter. And what's the reason for that? Two reasons. One reason is because by showing that you don't care if the heat is not so hot, you're showing they're not so worried about it cooking, and therefore you won't come to raise the heat. And the second reason is to have a hacker that you shouldn't come and be mechate. You have a hacker, something there. Oh, Shabbos, I'm not going to do that. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that you should be machmer not to raise the flame after you put the blech already on the stovetop or the blech already onto the crockpot tray. You should not raise the flame. Why not? Because by raising the flame, you're showing that by putting the blech down, I wasn't mesiach das. The whole reason to put the blech down for the first reason is because by putting the blech down, so I don't care so much about the heat. But here, even after you put the blech on, you're still raising it. So that's a stira to the whole mesiach das. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you're not allowed to raise the temperature of the stovetop or of the crockpot after you make the blech. And a lot of svarim go with this, the Shmir Shabbos Kedachaso, the Archa Shabbos. I saw in the Matnas Avram from the Sefer Adayin as well. But there are some who makilim, I saw in Sefer Be'er Sarim from Rav Schlesinger, that he says that it is mutter. So that's the Shemakim to Machmer, because it looks like that's what a lot of person go with, they should be Machmer. But I saw Geshmak and Svara in the Dar HaMalaktim with Shem Rabbi Felder. And the Svara is like this, that the truth is, when we make Garva Kotum from before Shabbos, most of the time our food is fully cooked. So he said, Lefi Ikar Adin, you wouldn't even need Garva Kotum, because the food is equally cooked. But Miyais Taiv, we put on a blech. So for that, since the whole blech is a chumrah, so to me, machba, chumrah on the chumrah, about not raising the temperature, you can make them. You can tell me we put a blech on for chazara, like we'll learn soon, that for chazara, one of the tenayim, one of the conditions to be able to put a pot back on the fire on Shabbos, you have to have garva katum. On that, it makes a difference if you raise or lower the temperature, because once you have a blech on Shabbos, that's fine for chazara. So therefore, even if you raise the temperature, you still can use a blech. Again, the reason would be, if you rebel as far as, because the food is fully cooked, it's only miyais taiv that you're putting on the blech, and therefore you can be soimach on the sheet as a whole, that it's fine if you raise or lower the temperature. But if you're putting on a blech on a food that's not even half cooked, then maybe you'll be mokim to be machmer like those sheetas, maybe you should be machmer like those sheetas who say you should not raise or lower the heat. Now, we're saying the whole time you make a blech, that's the way you cover the flame. What about using silver foil? So the Paiskim say, since one sheet of thin silver foil will not be memayit in the chayim, make the heat any less, that will not be sufficient to be called a blech. If you want to use silver foil, you should double cover, do a few coverings of silver foil, or use heavy duty silver foil, and maybe even double that over, and that will be enough to be considered a blech. But one thing of silver foil is not enough to be called a blech.